This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Hello, and welcome to the Journal of Neurosurgery podcast for January 22nd, 2010. I'm Joanne Eliasson, and I will be reading synopses of a clinical article and a review article, both of which were published today online in the Journal of Neurosurgery. The first article is Bariatric Surgery for the Treatment of Idiopathic Intracranial Hypertension, a review article written by Jared Fridley and colleagues. Idiopathic intracranial hypertension is a neurological disorder characterized by headache, visual changes and or loss, pallidoma, and increased CSF opening pressure. Strongly associated risk factors are obesity and female sex. Failure to treat this disease can lead to long-term vision loss. Certain medical therapies, including weight loss, help relieve the symptoms of idiopathic intracranial hypertension. Surgical treatment options consist of lumboperitoneal and ventriculoperitoneal shunt placement, optic nerve sheath fenestration, and bariatric surgical procedures. Although CSF shunt placement has proved effective in treating idiopathic intracranial hypertension, this procedure is attended by a relatively high complication rate. Bariatric surgery, on the other hand, has proved to be a safe and reliable surgical procedure. The authors show that bariatric surgery may be an effective alternative treatment for obese patients with idiopathic intracranial hypertension, both for symptomatic relief and resolution of vision loss. Further clinical studies are needed to explore this promising treatment option. The second article is a clinical article entitled Long-Term Outcomes of Gamma Knife Surgery in Patients with Vestibular Schwannomas. It was written by Aaron Murphy and co-authors. Vestibular schwannomas are benign tumors involving the cells lining the eighth cranial nerve. Patients with small vestibular schwannomas often choose single-session stereotactic radiosurgery over fractionated radiotherapy or multi-session radiosurgery because of the convenience of a one-day outpatient procedure. The authors analyzed data in patients they had treated with gamma knife surgery, or GKS, for vestibular schwannomas. In each case, GKS had been performed at least 5 years previously. Long-term follow-up is important in such patients because some tumor swelling resolves over time. The results of the present study showed excellent local control of the disease, with less than 9% of patients requiring surgical salvage intervention. This article includes a summary chart of patient results from a variety of institutions, which underscores the effectiveness of this modality when doses of 12 to 13 gray are used. The authors conclude that patients tolerate GKS quite well. Only 1% of their patients developed trigeminal neuropathy, 5% developed permanent facial neuropathy, and 4% reported vertigo. Although the rates of complications remain low, the authors recommend standardized follow-up to gain a better understanding of the long-term effects of GKS. Thank you for listening. To read all the articles published by the JNSPG this week, or to listen to more podcasts from the Journal of Neurosurgery or Neurosurgical Focus, please visit us at thejns.org.